Free porn. The internet clearly has no shortage of it anywhere. From live webcam girls faking orgasms for tips in chat rooms to more hardcore sex streaming at your disposal 24 hours a day. But are you truly satisfied? Your ultimate fantasy is to get into bed with this lovely lady you watch getting nude and lewd on camera, right? How's streaming their pre-made content working for you? Sexuality is not only about pictures and video clips. We feel your pain in the lack of empathy with internet content. How about a deeper than surface level connection with someone you can have a no strings attached adult relationship with? Arouser.com is the answer for those gentlemen who appreciate a one-on-one connection while keeping things discreet. Connect with an open-minded, passionate, and intriguing lady on Arouser.com, your kinky escape. You're welcome. You ready to rock and roll, Buzz?
Let's roll, baby!
Is it Buzz Lightyear or Buzz Aldrin or just Buzz?
I am Buzz, the fastest man on two freaking wheels. That's my name. How are you, darling?
I'm doing great. It's nice to see you. Your mullet and your crop top. I love it. You're really showing off your modeling skills for us today for the Arouser crew.
I'm loving the Arouser crew. I got on there and made my fat self sexy. That's what it's all about.
Exactly, because we're all about inclusivity and body positivity and all that good stuff. So we're glad you went for it.
Thank you. I noticed when I went on there, you got real girls. They're not, it's not like weird models. It's like real women. The women I see at the market that shoot me down all the time, that's who I see on Arouser.
Yeah, I mean, that's what makes it a little bit more special is the fact that we have real women of all walks of life. There's the typical hot girl, but we have so many more different types of women than just your typical hot maxim type of girl. You know, we believe that all women have their own beauty and it's all about their confidence and how open-minded they are, really. That determines a connection with people, and we're all about the connection, less more the connection than just looks. We're really not heavily based on the look side, we're really based on the connection that people have with members on our application. So with the chat host, for example, she's connecting with a member, anyone in the world could be a member, and she's only mostly getting paid for her texting skills over her like cam skills. It's not a porno site. It's very different than like a Pornhub or an OnlyFans where it's all about subscribers and selling content. The ladies that work for us, they get paid for their mind and their erotic storytelling skills. And not only just erotica, but really just connecting with the members. A lot of their texts are not even anything to do with sex. It's just men just seeking some sort of attention or that extra ear that they just don't currently have in their life. And especially in the world we're living in right now where people are super isolated. So I see Arouser as a brand. It's like has a very important purpose in the place of the internet, basically.
I like it. I can get on there and make a fortune. I'm funnier than hell on the text, but I know how to do that.
So, Buzz, you had to tell the listeners, where are you from? What is your vibe? What is Big 49 Radio? When did it start? Tell us a little bit about you.
Okay, here's what happened. My brother, who's a big idiot, his name is Stretch. He owns Big 49 Radio with a bunch of his friends out here in Los Angeles. We are from Alabama. I'm from Alabama. I don't know if you could tell. But he stayed in California. I stayed in Alabama so I could race motocross. And I would become the fastest man in the state of Alabama, the North, South, East, West champion of Alabama on the motocross. Well, my brother, he came out here and did radio. Well, my career's kind of over. I'm a little fat. I'm a little older. And I can't race like I used to. So I'm just sitting at home. My brother started this motocross radio station out here in Los Angeles. And he's like, come on out. So I didn't want to do it. We don't get along. And then at one point, he saw y'all were looking for like models to wear the thing. So he submitted naked pictures of me that we did for the radio station. And then that's how I got hooked up with y'all.
So your brother saw our hashtag on Instagram.
Yes.
Cool.
My brother knows what he's doing technologically. I'm kind of like lost with a rotary phone.
And does your brother, did he follow Arouser before our bodysuit campaign, or did he just find it through the bodysuit?
I think he found it through some like porn press releases or something like that, because he knows what he's doing. Me, I don't know. I'm just like, I go where he tells me to go and do stupid things and make videos that we put on YouTube and stuff. But other than that, he does everything.
Gotcha. So he found it through a press release. That's pretty cool. Does he have any, has he ever tried the site, Arouser, himself?
I've been up on there poking around lately myself. So I see the girls. I stay away from him. He's a big moron. My brother's an idiot. I'll tell you that. I can't get along with that guy for 5 minutes. That's why he's not here today. It's me and the engineer, Motorman. He's the guy to set all this up because I didn't know what I was doing.
Gotcha. I see. So from the site, what's your first impression of Arouser from what you've seen so far?
I see a lot of hot girls, a lot of regular hot girls that I want to get directly at. I'm like, hit me up, ladies. I'm buzz. You know how it goes.
How excited would you be if we were to give you 1,000 free credits to use on our platform to have an awesome chat experience to get to know some of these regular hot girls that you seem so enthralled by?
I like them girls. I can hit up a lot of girls on 1,000 credits. That'd be nice. I'd be like, what up, baby? It's me, Buzz, fastest man on two wheels, sexy and fat and all of that.
I think our ladies would love to have you if you came across with that type of sort of vibrato. You're going to have a lot of fun on Arouser.
I have a lot of fun on there now, just twerking around. I know when you sign up, you get the 100 free credits, so you get that, and then you sign up and you go, and then you get in that, like, so I can just text people whenever? Is that how it goes?
Any time of day, you can text any of the models that are online, chat posts. I call them models because they also have a profile, and they get to have pictures as well, but technically, there are chat posts, and they're 24/7. There's always ladies online because we have women from all around the world that work on Arouser. So at any point in time where you have a couple free minutes to spare and you want to chat with a lady and there's no ladies around you, either worthy of chatting with or that you want to chat with or that you can chat with, you can hit up Arouser and have a cool conversation and get to know a new gal. I mean, it's all about connecting. That's our biggest thing is connection. It's the biggest driving factor of Arouser as a brand is connecting with the other.
I need to connect. You know why? I need, like, what's Nate Dogg say? I got hoes in different area codes. I need to extend from the 205 and find some more ladies because I think I'm done with girls in Alabama. I'll tell you that. I'm just
And why is that? Why is that, Buzz?
I think I come from a small town, so they all know me, and I just maybe burn through the whole, you know. It's time to get bigger and better. My brother don't want me here in L.A., so I'll go find a nice European lady with a funny little accent.
We have plenty of those. You should follow our Twitter, because our Twitter, we promote new chat hosts every day, so you'll get a nice little preview of who's online at that moment if you're following our Twitter feed at Arouser app. So that's a great way to know who's online. And also the website. You just go on the site and you'll see who's there and you get your pick, you know?
I poked around on there. Little pokey there, pokey there. Hey, look there.
Did you use any of your credits yet, Buzz?
No, I was afraid to. I was afraid my brother was going to get mad at me and tell me, like, I was doing porn or something on the company website. My brother's an asshole, I told you.
Oh, man, your bro's not all that sex positive, it sounds like.
He's the boss, and so when I get on here and start looking at porn, and the other day, as a funny, I Googled midget tranny porn, and then I screenshotted it, and I made it his screensaver on his computer. He's not happy.
I'm sure he's not happy about that, but at least with your brother, the excuse you can use is that we're not a porn site. We're an adult chat site. It's not a porn site. There's a big distinction between us and what you Googled and Pornhub and all the other places online where you can see.
We're just fun. We're just adults having fun. We're not doing crazy stuff, right?
Talking. You're having a conversation. You want to connect. You want to connect safely in your environment with high quality women. You come to us, and that's all it ever needs to be. So you can tell him that. You can tell him there's a big distinction between Arouser and everybody else.
We'll do that then. We'll get the buzz on and we'll start texting girls. And I'm telling you, they're going to fall in love with me though. I'm just, it's how what happens. They fall in love with Buzz.
They might.
Yeah, I'm big and sexy. I'm big too. By the way, that Arouser outfit y'all sent me, my brother said he'll do it and he gave it to me. I'm 6'5". I'm 300 pounds.
And it fit you. It somehow fit you. It somehow fit the parts.
I barely fit in that thing. I thought I was going to lose circulation, have to cut off a lower extremity. It was tight.
I mean, even for us more petite women, it can be a bit of a, you know, that bodysuit. Well, you got an experience wearing the bodysuit. You understand what we go through to wear a bodysuit. Regardless of size, there is a little sliver of fabric that goes up your hoo-ha to your
butt. I got that in my booty.
Yeah, exactly.
Even in the booty, I was like, this is not comfortable at all. God bless every one of these women.
Right? It looks so hot, but it's a little bit of pain for pleasure when you're wearing a bodysuit because you move the wrong way and you're getting some extra flare up in your backside.
Nice. I like it. Well, I had fun doing it. It was fun getting it on and making photos. Poor Motorman had to take the pictures. He was not happy. But it was fun. I had fun.
Well, he had good lighting. He got you at a really good angle. We're really big on lighting and aesthetic here at Arouser. And the way he had you lit, or the way you were lit by the sun, was perfect. He actually framed it really well.
Yeah, he knows what he's doing. That guy's smart and stuff. He can do good things, that Motorman.
So are you really are you still the fastest man in the South?
Okay. At one time, I don't ever tell nobody. At one time, I was from like 1987, like 1997. But in motocross, at like 30, you're done.
10 years plus. That's a good run. Yeah. That's like an Evel Knievel style run right there.
Yeah, it was a good run. I was fast. They knew me in Alabama. I tear fairgrounds up. But now I can't ride as well as I used to. A couple crashes. Couple of 100-pound weight gain, you know how it goes.
Yeah. Yeah, that always makes it a little bit more difficult to continue with those big long rides and big jumps and et cetera, et cetera. But it's good that you made it out of Motocross Live, and now you get to host this show all about motocross, I assume.
Yeah, we're talking today. They're racing up in Salt Lake City. We're going to cover that live. My brother, though, will come in and cover the races a lot and won't let me in because we argue a lot. And I want to plug my sponsors, and he gets mad because the sponsors ain't paying me. I don't know. It's just stupid, but it's fun. I like being here. I like hanging out with the guys, just not my brother.
And you're up in the Pacific Palisades, right? Is that where you're
based? That's where he lives. He's the one that does all that stuff. My ass is at my mom and dad's house when I'm in town, and that's in like Downey in East L.A.
Downey. Whoa.
He lives in a nice neighborhood.
Yeah, he does. That's why I was saying Mr. Buzz has come up in the world with his little two-wheeler action. But God,
no, not me. I'm in Alabama on a goddamn trailer, to be honest with you. That's where I am when most of the time, unless I'm out here visiting the family.
Right. Your bro won't upgrade you to the Pacific Palisades?
No, I don't think his wife likes me very much. In their living room when they weren't home, and it didn't go well.
Gotcha. That's the rub, isn't it?
Yeah, that'll happen. I don't know. Some people don't love Buzz, but it's all right. I'm good. I still love everybody else.
I have a question for you, Buzz. Since we're all about sex positivity here at Arouser, I'm curious, do you have any fetishes or turn-ons? It doesn't have to be anything explicit, but what about a lady, a woman, turns you on? What do you like in a woman? What qualities or are there specifics like a high heel, a stocking? What is good for you in the Buzz world?
I love the high heels are good, but what's weird, sometimes I'm like, oh, I love boobies. And then I'm like, wait a minute, wait a minute. I like that girl with the booty. Oh, the booty. The booty and the high heels are fantastic for me. I love that.
The butt and the heels.
Yeah, that's some good stuff. I love them photos. When I look at them, I'm like, oh, I'm going to go chat with that girl.
Okay, so you would have like, you have an ass fetish and a high heel fetish.
Yeah, that's good stuff. And by the way, I also don't have a type. I look at all girls. I look at all different girls. It don't matter. Like, if you're hot, you're hot. That's what I like.
That's what we like.
Yeah.
That's what we prefer. Every woman has their own beauty. It's confidence at the end of the day as to how she portrays herself. That's what is attractive. It doesn't matter what she's wearing at the end of the day. It's how she portrays herself.
I can tell you this though. A lot of girls tell me, I'll be like, what do you like? What do you like in a man? They say, oh, I just want a dude to make you laugh. And then they like me for like a week. And then they're like, Buzz, you ain't funny no more. You're just an asshole. So that'll happen. Funny wears off fast. The girls are shallow like guys. They want to look good looking dude too.
Well, you don't have to worry about that on Arouser, Buzz, and we're going to give you 1,000 free credits so you can try it out. Now, you need to get yourself a smartphone so you can download the app, and then you don't have to worry about your brother using the computers and whatnot.
There we go. I can use it on the phone, right?
Yeah, man, we have an app. We have an app. We have a site and we have an app. So you can use it mobile or you can use it on a computer. So you don't have to be dedicated to one screen to use our application. You can do it on the go. It's really easy that way. As long as you have a Wi-Fi connection, you can use the app. It's private.
Perfect. I'll get up on there. I'll be wooing women everywhere around the world with my sexiness.
Well, Buzz, you are awesome. Thank you for taking the time to chat with me today. And we will be promoting you and your gorgeousness and your radio show as we promote our video on our YouTube channel and on Instagram, et cetera, et cetera. I will be sending you a DM as to how when we'll get you the credits. Actually, all you need to do for me is let me know what your username is that you created on Arouser, and then we can add the credits automatically to your account. All I need is your member name. So you can DM me that through Instagram, and then I can get the credits set up for you early next week because the CEO is usually out till Mondays.
Perfect. We'll get right on that. Thank you so much for talking to me. I appreciate you, pretty lady.
No problem, man. I'll talk to you later.
Bye, bye, everybody.
Yeah.